The inspired writer said in Psalm 119, verse 104 and 105, "Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." While the following scripture study cannot be exhaustive, it is designed to provide insights toward a better understanding of God's word, awareness of ways that are false, and encouragement to study more, so that we may live rightly in this world and live forever in heaven.
Luke was addressed to the Greeks. And in Luke 2:52, we read that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. The Greeks had stressed for years the ideal man, but Jesus adds a dimension of spiritual perfection to the Greek standard. And in Luke 2:49, we have what I believe is the key to understanding this entire book. Jesus said, "I must be about my Father's business." And if each of us would be about the Father's business, what a blessed world it would be. In Luke 1:66, in discussing the child of Zacharias and Elizabeth, John the Immerser, the question is asked, "What manner of child shall this be?" And the answer could be one of the greatest, bravest, boldest, finest preachers God ever had. And do you know why that was true? Luke 1:6 tells us of his beloved parents. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. John came in the spirit and power of Elijah, Luke 1:17, to pave the way for the Lord. And in Matthew 11:11, our Lord said, "No one greater has been born than he." Truly one of the fearless preachers. Preaching in the wilderness, he said, "You didn't go out to see a sissy in gay clothing, a reed shaking in the wind. You went out to hear a bold preacher of righteousness. And no one is any greater than he." Jesus thought a lot of John, and John did his work well. In Luke 3:6, we read, "And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." And that statement was fulfilled when the Jews received the gospel of Christ, Acts 2, and the Gentiles, Acts chapter 10. There are many outstanding things in Luke, but I love Luke chapter 4, especially verses 16 to 21. Jesus came to his hometown of Nazareth, and they asked him to read the scripture lesson in the synagogue that day. And of all the Old Testament scriptures he could have chosen, he settled on Isaiah 61, which predicted the coming of the great physician who would heal the wounds, the spiritual wounds of men. And after he finished reading it, he said, "This day hath this scripture been fulfilled in your ears." And they were so angry at him for claiming to be the Messiah that they went into a rage. And he said, in Old Testament days, some of the prophets had to turn to the Gentiles because the Jews were so hardened. And he said, "It looks like that's what I'm going to have to do." In Luke 5:4, he said, in regard to catching literal fish, launch out into the deep. But he had made them to be fishers of men. And as we launch out into the deep of Christianity, we're able to save lost souls. In Luke 6:26, our Lord said, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers unto the false prophets." In Luke 6:46, he said, "Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" In Luke 8:11, he said, "The seed of the kingdom is the word of God." You see, the seed of the kingdom is not apostolic succession, not denominational creed books, not rich heritage in the Reformation movement. But the seed of the kingdom is the word of God. Paul said, "I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified." Acts 20:32. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. "Now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." In Luke 10, we have the marvelous parable of the Good Samaritan, one of the favorites of all time. In Luke chapter 15, we read of the lost sheep, the lost corn, and the lost boys. For both the prodigal son and his elder brother were lost, and the elder brother didn't even know he was lost because it was an inward problem. In Luke 13:3, our Lord said, "Repent or perish. I tell you, nay, but except you repent, ye shall likewise perish." In Luke 14, they all with one consent began to make excuse. And I'm afraid that's what a lot of people do today. In Luke chapter 17, we read of the 10 lepers, and only one came back to thank the Lord. Ingratitude has always been a besetting sin of mankind. In Luke 18, we read of the Pharisee and the publican, and how that the publican, though a sinner, admitted it, and went to his house justified, instead of the Pharisee who said, "Lord, I'm thankful I'm not like other men." The book of Luke is an interesting study of being about the Father's business, and it closes with the rich statement, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved the Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. In Luke 23:34, we have the marvelous utterance of Christ on the cross, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." And in Luke 23:42, he speaks to the thief on the cross and says, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Jesus had not yet shed his blood of the New Testament, Matthew 26:28. He was speaking to the thief prior to the day of Pentecost. And on the day of Pentecost, the preaching the Lord said to begin on Pentecost, began. What the thief did or didn't do has nothing to do with what we must do. He lived and died in the shadow of the cross, but on the other side of the blood of Christ. We live under the new covenant, sealed in the blood of Jesus, which could not have been operated until after the death of the testator, Hebrews 9:15-17. So today we must believe the gospel, Mark 16:15. Repent of our sins, Acts 2:38. Confess our faith in the Lord, Acts 8:37. And be buried with our Lord in baptism, raised to walk in a new life, Acts 22:16, Romans 6:1-5.
The message which you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.